Hello, John Dobson, and congratulations on being the Rugby Coach of the Year. Richly deserved.
Sorry about my voice. Firstly, it's not lunch yet. It was just me. Second, no, but that really, I think it's a bit of a superfluous award because I think too often the Team of the Year, that's actually the award. Just give it to the coach. He was the coach of the Team of the Year. But anyway, we'll take it. Probably keeps me in Cape Town a couple more years.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why it is the Team of the Year is because of the coach, not just what the coach as an individual has done, but what the coach has done leading a team of other coaches for aspects of the job. Anyway.
That's probably more it, yeah. I would accept more than being the best coach around the team.
And I suspect your voice sounds the way it does because you screamed at your team after losing 35-5 to Ulster last weekend.
No, I did at Claremont. I didn't at Ulster. I mean, I'd never seen something like that. It was a casualty ward. Yeah, from where we were at lunchtime on the Friday by 1 o'clock, I think our lunch was, till 7:30. By 7:50, we had lost. 7:30 was kickoff. 50, we were minus 6 players, you know. So I thought we actually showed effort, but it's an embarrassing score.
And what you do is move on as quickly as you can. You try and understand what happened, what you could have done differently, and if there's nothing you could have done differently, if it was circumstances and the way the opposition teamed, which you weren't able to counter for whatever reason, you acknowledge that and you move on, and there's another game to be played.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you say you know, there's sort of talk of a spine of a team in rugby being positions 2, 8, 9, 10 and 15, to have lost four of your spine by 20 minutes into the game, I think you'd sort of park that game. I think probably what worried me the most, and probably I don't know if it was a horrible game to watch, but yeah, what worried me the most is I've been quite pleased with our depth we've developed. But it's clear, very, very clear that those youngsters, those extra, those guys are part of our broader squad, are a long way off Northern Hemisphere rugby. And I think I'm especially talking about the backs. You know, I thought we looked really, we were playing one-off runners, you know. You know, there's a thing in the measure in rugby, pass to ruck ratio. And, you know, you think, because that's how many passes you make before somebody gets tackled. And generally, we're in the twos. And we're one of the more attractive sides. We were 0.8 in Ulster. So we were just playing bash left-right rugby by forwards. So that, well, we've still got it. We can't laugh off anymore. It's Connacht away lost in March, whenever it was. Ospreys draw, Cardiff away lost. The only team we've won in those conditions so far is Zebra. And, I mean, United beat Zebra. So it's a challenge for us to understand how to play in those conditions. But I did say the team exactly what you said. Forget about personnel, weather. We're only going to the North in April again. Let's move on. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. I mean, you are still second on the log. Nobody is going to catch Leinster. I think everybody else down from second through to 16th goes Leinster is going to be number one, and you hope to be number two, and then you hope that number four knocks over Leinster as the Bulls did in the last URC, so that you finish number two and have a home semi-final and a home final. And there are, what, 5 games to go? And if you look at those games, the first of them is against the Sharks at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. That doesn't sound like a great time to kick off a rugby game in Durban. But anyway, I mean, what are you, or do you just look ahead to the Sharks game, or do you look further than that?
No, nervous times. I think the truth is the last two RC, we won 2 EPCR games in between, but we've lost the last two. And if we got, you know, I was never expecting to beat Ulster, the truth. You could see it in the team we selected for that. But, you know, Glasgow now means, you know, I thought there's an outside chance of challenging Leinster if we got these two and a cruise into two. Now we're nervous because, I mean, the Sharks are coming right and the Bulls, I mean, it's, you know, it's like tossing a coin. If you tell me you're going to beat them 5 times in a row of the URC, I'd say it's unlikely, but I suppose it goes 50-50. But there's a two really tough local derbies. If we win on Sunday against the Sharks, I think we'll win the SA Shield, and then we're charged and holding on to second. I think if we lose it, we're going to, because, you know, months have come right, you know. So we're going to have to beat one of the Bulls and Sharks and then win those home games against Munster and Benetton, and we probably should make it, you know.
And John, that game on Saturday, I understand that Marnie Limbok might be available to play. Evan Rus's injury is not as bad as originally thought, but it'll be many weeks before he is able to play. I don't know what the situation is at the moment in terms of the protocols of resting Springboks, how that might affect you, how it might affect the Sharks. I mean, what does the matchup look like for Saturday afternoon?
So the big I suppose you call it, we call them the big Springboks, the nationally managed ones aren't playing. So in our case, Willemse, Mahuba is injured anyway, and Kitsi, obviously. I think that's it. And then on their case, because they've gone, you know, it's actually a contracting battle. How many Springboks do you want? So their case, obviously, it's Etzebeth, Sia Khaleesi. I'm not sure about, I think Ox is resting this week. Maybe Thomas Tatoya, Jaden Hendricks.
Lokanyo,
different, 100% there, yeah. And the rest, the next tier sort of fall under franchise management. So in our case, that's a Dion Fleurie and Evan Lewis, where he fit. It's a Joseph Dweba, Herschel Giantes. And we'll play everybody we can this week. You know, we'll be our strongest beside those two. We've got a lot of injuries like Evan Lewis and Achiever, but we'll go for our strongest. So yeah.
And in those conditions, I don't know what the weather forecast is like, but it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's potentially handling conditions not easy and heat and so on. But you're getting used to playing in the heat. You're getting used to, I think, playing in very different weather conditions week on week, because they are changing dramatically.
That's probably why my voice and a few of the players sound like that. You know, we've gone from whatever it was in Belfast to 30 training in 30 odd this week. I think what worries me about what you're alluding to, John, is 2 o'clock in Durban in February it's a very, very, very wet rugby ball for different reasons. And it doesn't often make for attractive rugby. It's not a nice place to play rugby in February. So it's the humidity, there's a little bit of rain and it's very, very humid. So that's a worry for us. We're going up early tomorrow and generally putting sunlight on the balls and practicing that. I go to the captain's sunlight soap. Tomorrow, we'll see. But it's a very, very important game for us. If we go 3 ULC defeats in a row, then I think we're actually only looking that way at a way semi-final, which would be disastrous.
John Dobson, thank you very much for talking to us. Hope the voice improves so that you're able to give a stirring speech to your troops on Saturday afternoon. And fingers crossed that you do what needs to be done to come away with 4 and preferably 5 points.